Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Self-esteem alert. Self-esteem alert. Self-esteem alert. Fathers of older kids.
Yeah.
Fathers of kids anywhere from, let's go with 13 up through 30.
Okay.
You will all be experiencing this at some point if you do not have children that age, and that is the never-ending dorkdom, the feeling of being out of touch, the feeling of just really not being connected, the feeling of losing all power in one's own home. That is what I've been experiencing since my lovely daughters, who I love from the bottom of my heart, have arrived since they got off the plane, coming to a head at the fabulous birthday dinner last night. But, you know, to be honest with you, maybe I could submit. By the way, it's open line Wednesday, wide open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-6673. We'll take a call in a second here. I will simulate Rob, you can play the role since Oscar, I don't like to leave you out, but Rob is the thespian of our group here.
Thank you. So, and also a father of two teens, so you're preaching to the choir. I know
right,
what you're saying.
So I will be just to initiate a conversation. Here we go.
All right. Hey, how's it going, dear? Are you having a good time at the restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you decided what you want to eat?
That's the similar pump. That's dialing into the phone.
You're dialing the phone. Do you want to order now, or have you made your choice?
Yeah, Dad, I'll order. Okay, that's kind of where it works. Thank you very much.
True thespian.
That was brilliant.
Bravo.
That was brilliant. Let me see.
We're on the radio.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to list them on. Let me see. Please don't video when I don't know it. Doesn't matter, Dad. No one knows you on Snapchat. No one knows you on Snapchat. Let me see. That was
burn.
Sick burn. Savage burn.
You're a know-it-all. That was me last night that I'm a know-it-all. Well, I'm your father. I'm
well, Mike, if you,
my wisdom.
The fact is, if you know everything, you are a know-it-all. And you are a very smart man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But and then kind of the relentless, can you put your phone down for just a second? Can you put your phone down? Put that f-ing phone down. Sorry. Other than that, fine. Other than that, everything's
all right. Let me ask a question because I deal with some of the similar.
Happy. Couldn't be happier.
I have some of this similar stuff in my house. Are they an earbud phone user? Because that's what I hate. I hate when the kid has one earbud in. Don't like that.
Nope.
No.
Good.
Nope. No. So otherwise, well, lots to talk about. lots of family togetherness, and we'll roll with it later on in the show.
I like you invited.
Here's the other one. The other one just came in from walking the dog. Hey.
The other one.
How are you? Nice to see you.
I liked when you invited Elizabeth to come say hi and the eagerness in which she said, I did it yesterday.
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. That's everything. That's everything. Every request. Yes.
Do you want to feel loved?
I do.
The lines are locked. Oh, man.
All right. The lines are locked. Let's take our very first phone call on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-6673. You're the first caller on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Yep. Absolutely. That's called preparation. And listen, by the way, that's don't know what to do. Duh.
Actually, Mike, you know, we have caller ID on the new system. That was your daughter, Catherine.
Hey, there we go. Fantastic. All right. Let's take another phone call at 888-920-6673. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, good gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't. Who couldn't be better?
Mike,
all right, how are you?
Don't attack
how are you doing?
Our friends.
I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with it? Can you hold the phone kind of steady? And are you driving? Are you doing something? Jogging? Working out?
No, I actually called on the home phone. Thought the landline would be better.
Oh, okay. Well, good call. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you knew why Helen Keller couldn't drive.
Nope. We already did the Helen Keller jokes yesterday. No. We're all soft on this. Let's take another phone call.
Does that count as a call?
No.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yeah, technically. But
all
we did the Helen Keller jokes, and that would open up. That's all we'd get.
No, we don't want that.
Yes. Mike O'Mara's show. You're on Wide Open Wednesday. Caller number two.
Greetings and
salutations from the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay, boys.
Ah, the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay. Would you be, let's see, let me, how about we do a little guessing game?
All right.
Wouldst thou be in Annapolis?
About 15 miles south of Annapolis.
You're on the classy side.
So you would be in, you would be 15 miles south of Annapolis. Would you be, that's, Pasadena's too close.
Severn.
I'm gonna, so would you be, no, Severn would be too, much too close. That would be 2 miles south of Annapolis. Oh, God, 15 miles. You're down,
is
are
he
you
on Baltimore? The he's not on the chop tank, is he?
Are you down near Baltimore?
No, it's in Shadyside, Maryland. Which Shady. Is Deal.
Oh, Deal, so I'm going the wrong way, right? Did you say you were 15 miles south or north of Annapolis?
South.
Oh, south. So you're down towards the opening of the Chesapeake Bay. Deal. I remember lots of calls from Deal.
That was not one of mine.
You know what I'm talking about with the people that used
yes,
to pull pranks on us. Have you been to the fabulous entertainment mecca of Solomon's Island?
Yes, I have.
Have you been to the fabulous drinkery known as, this is certainly not unusual, but there's one there, Le Tiki Bar. Have you been to the Tiki Bar at Solomon's Island?
Yes, I have.
Is it still chock-a-block with rednecky fun like it was when I was there?
Of course it is.
There's nothing, let me just say, if you've got a free weekend in the Washington, D.C. area, it's
sure.
a tip from me, it's a little social tip from me to you. If you would like to travel down to Solomon's Island, which is right on the water, and just feast your eyes on $200,000 boat after $300,000 boat after $400,000 boat of men that will get off that boat and behave in such a way that you may not realize that they actually were able to amass their fortunes, I would recommend the Tiki Bar in Solomon's Island.
But
yes, Rob.
Is this the kind of boat, like these $350,000 luxury
yes.
cruisers that when they
mm-hmm.
dock and the captain comes ashore, his pants are, they used to be jeans, but now they're cut off and tattered at the edges?
There's a possibility, but I think it's more than likely that most of the boats will sound something like this. Am I accurate?
Possibility.
Thank you very much. Well, what can we do for you from the Mecca of Deal? What can we do?
Deal.
I just wanted to call in and thank you guys. My name is Jay Clyde. I'm the founder and creator of the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society.
Whoa! I have met Jay Clyde. Wow. He is a nice, nice man.
Rob, you have met someone in one of these fan clubs personally? That's a shock.
He was
you don't have personal relationships with the listeners.
No, I've actually met this gentleman, and he is a delight and a whiskey enthusiast. And I
now,
say,
how do you,
welcome
do you
aboard.
Remember? Do you, is this from a appearance?
What has he given you?
He has given me nothing but joy. I believe, Jay, did we not meet at the Sarah Partridge concert?
We did.
Yes, Gary Stein's
we
wife
did.
Played
at,
Blues Alley.
At the improv show of the Tony Perkins show, of which I'd like to put a plug in for, I run their fan page. The
Ooh. Oh, busy
you
man.
Run, you run the fan page for the
bee.
Tony Perkins show?
I do.
Oh, that's great. That's yeah. wonderful. You know, that's that show, they I'll tell you something about that show. They give a damn, and they put out a great product, and I want everybody to yeah. listen to that show and have a lot
they
of fun.
They care more than cake
that.
And cookies. That's
they
for
certainly
sure.
do. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But, hey, you know what, Rob? You're out there supporting the shows on the network, and I think that says something.
It certainly does. It says that Pony's laughing at me because Pony's so great.
Yes, anyway, I just wanted to call in and thank you guys.
Jay, you're a good man. We appreciate all the support that you do. And
I went through some serious health problems last October where I was hospitalized and bedridden for a while.
Well, it's because you're drinking all that brown liquor.
It might have had something to do with it. But anyways, I just wanted to thank you for all the fun over the years. Thank you very much. I've
can
been
I ask
listening
you,
to the show since the Wave of Days. So.
Jay, can I get you to answer one question before we let you go?
Sure.
You're the founder of this Elite Whiskey Society. I would ask you, what is your hooch of choice for everybody listening out there? What's the one? What's your go-to? You know, if those health problems rear their ugly head again and, you know, you're staring the Reaper square in the face, what's the last one you're going to want? And tell us how you're going to take it, too. Neat, on the rocks. What's your choice?
I would think three fingers of a fine Elmer T. Lee bourbon.
Okay.
Straight up neat.
All right, there you go, Jay. That rocks. Thanks for all your support. We appreciate it, my friend.
All right, let him go. Next guy.
There you go. All right, that's good. Did you, Oscar and I still.
I think it'd be nine years and we wouldn't be able to perfect this. Yes.
Let's take a call at 888.
I thought that was perfect.
6673. I like to wait for the goodbye occasionally. But hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello. Hello, it's
hello.
You.
They're
yes,
there.
It's you. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. That's great. You're on the show. Talk to us, please.
How are you doing?
I'm, at this very moment, not all that well.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir, and where are you calling from?
Peter. I'm calling from Jamestown, New York.
Isn't that where Lucille Ball was born?
It is.
Yes.
Do they just? Is that where they put the statue up recently?
That's. They just replaced the scary statue with the much better looking statue.
Yeah, this new one is Trey Doable, Mike.
One of the, I think, one of the funniest human interest stories in a long time, because you look at this statue that was commissioned. It looked like a six-year-old did it.
Yeah.
And they've had it up there for years and years and years. And to be honest, now, I watched that piece on the news.
Right.
Let me get your assessment, since you live up there. And I want an honest assessment of the new, better statue, which I thought was about a three in and of itself. Did you like the new? Yeah, a hell of a lot better than the old one.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the new statue of Lucy?
Compared to the old one, it was much better by itself. I think I'd be a little bit more generous, give it a maybe a five.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, you know,
the reason that everyone is gaga over it is because the original statue looked like something that came out of the Ark of the Covenant in Raiders. I mean, it really looked like a
terrible demon.
And but Lucy doesn't do well in bronze. She needs to be in color. Yeah. I think
in color.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like what? Like a paper mache inside?
Well,
I mean,
no,
I'm gonna put it in color.
Like red hair. I mean, her red hair.
You can't
is such
put her. But it's a statue, and it's going outside. So what are you going to make it in color for?
Do you want her to paint it?
Yeah, let's paint it
in black and white.
By the way, the best statue ever in the history of statues, if you want to see it, I recommend checking out the Emil Faber statue at Faber College with the inscription, "Knowledge is good."
It's a great motto.
That's it. By the way, my daughters have not seen Animal House. Can you believe it?
Oh,
do you
God.
Know that it is going
my generation.
It's coming to a large screening tour through Fandango this month, so they
really?
Could actually see it in a theater if they wanted to.
That's I don't know. I'm going to try it here and see if it holds up, and we're going to have the great experiment and see if that indeed works. If I can motivate them,
I think it will.
I think it's a funny movie.
What can we do for you in New York, sir?
I'm just calling because you guys had put up the number, and I was up early.
Oh.
Well,
appreciate
terrific.
That.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate that. You know what? We'll take them. We'll take them.
Yeah.
And based on the fact that we could talk about the Lucy statue, thanks to Rob. Caller, have a wonderful weekend. And thanks so much for calling.
That was caller three, Mike.
That was caller number three. Let's take another one, shall
Yay!
We?
Yay! That would be four.
All right. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air.
Hello, Mike. Important question for you. Pinot Grigio.
Okay, hold on. How would it be an important question from me, since I'm not going to be asking?
Hey, Hey, I'm from Oregon. I just woke up to call your stupid show. Jeez.
Yeah, Mike. Jeez.
Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. From Oregon, that's how old? What's the time out there?
Three
that's super
hours.
Early, right?
It's 6:15, 6:20, whatever it is.
Yeah. Do you live in the woods?
A little bit.
All right. Sounds like it.
Hey, little bit.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Hold on.
We've confused him.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you?
I'm
yeah. Do you have a white beard?
No, it's like gray. Shiny.
Okay, all right, shiny. It's gray and shiny. What can we do for you out in Oregon? Even though you called my show stupid.
Love your show, by the way. P1.
Thank you.
Pinot Gris or Pinot Noir.
Ooh.
Oh, Pinot Gris or Pinot
I got
Noir.
The new address.
Sophie's Choice. Mm.
Pinot Gris or Pinot Noir.
That's not
Noir.
The right use of that at all.
I'd go with. I'd have to, you know, based on my favorite movie in the world, Sideways, I'd have to go with a Pinot Noir.
All righty. Be looking forward to the next couple weeks.
Oh, you rock. Thank
yeah.
you. You can call my show stupid anytime you want. Have a great day in Oregon. Thank you very much. Hey,
yeah.
Call me stupid if you send me a gift. I'm happy about that. That's
Thanks
fine.
For the
stupid.
Call, old timer.
Uh-huh. Stupid is a stupid drink, sir. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Who's this?
This is Mike. Who's this?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Is it what? Who?
I said, who's this?
Hey.
Rob.
What? No. There's one thing. I'll be called stupid, but I will not relinquish control of my program. Who is this? Last chance. Who is this?
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing fine, Bob. Now you can proceed.
All right. Hey, f*** you, Rob, you fat f***.
Oh, that's C. See, that was shame, a dick from shame. The beginning.
We know your name.
Well, you know what's really sad is I don't mind the first part, but I don't like being called fat.
Yeah, that's
I don't
not like nice.
That. I don't like that guy at all. That was not. That was a disrespectful hump. Do we have his
that
phone number?
That was mean. I wrote it down, Mike. But it's one of those shady numbers, just say the state. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're like, maybe he's calling on a burner.
Yo, you know what? Hand me that. I might call him tonight.
Yeah. Rob, don't let that guy get you down.
That's right.
Yeah, that's really right. not acceptable. And you see,
but that didn't piss me off. That didn't piss me off as much as Pony earlier. But still, that's two in the lose column.
What did Pony do?
I was laughing at Oscar's joke.
Yeah, he was supporting
What was my joke?
I don't even remember now.
And that just shows how great it was. Pony just laughs when
Tony,
a man is
you
down.
Dick. You're just laughing at another man's misfortune.
Great energy, Pony. Always. Ooh. Always good energy.
Great, well, Max here.
Great energy.
Oh, Mike.
Great energy. You want to hang out with my kids this weekend? All right.
Quick sidebar. Mac comes in.
By the way, phone line's still open, 888-920-6673.
Wonderful Mac is here. And
Wonderful Mac.
Right.
And when you hear that, you know I'm about to insult him or say something horrible about him. Mm-hmm. Mac says, I've noticed Mike is wearing a lot more orange.
Did you notice the show yesterday, Mac?
I did.
And did you like the fact that I was wearing the orange golf shirt?
I do appreciate it.
How many orange golf shirts does Mr. O'Meara have?
I said, I think you have a total of three shirts, orange shirts.
In your rotation.
I think you are probably spot on with that.
That might be the most horrifying thing I have seen since the movie Saw. The fact that he knows your orange wardrobe.
Those are golf shirts. There are probably two orange t-shirts in the wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that, but some of the, there's one of those I'm currently not wearing.
How come?
Well, with guests and things.
Oh, I understand.
And, Mr. O'Meara is taking a little, detour down Manatee Highway lately.
Now that we know.
Not real happy about it either.
Now that we know what's in Mike's closet, now in your closet, Mac, how many shirts do you have that are made of human skin?
Well, there's a creep factor that he knows how many shirts you have of that color.
That he would care.
Here's the thing. I am not creeped out by it at all because I am fond of the boy. I think he's a sweet kid. There is a niceness to him that don't shake your head, Rob. There's a niceness to Mac.
Well, it's not nice. He's not really benevolent. He's benign. I'll give him that.
He's benign, but maybe it's because I'm not there.
Yeah, that has a
maybe
lot
it's
to do with
I'm
it.
Not there.
I'd like him 2,000 miles away too.
Exactly. We cannot go to break with that being the last call. Let's take another phone call right now at 888-920-6673. And we will keep the lines open 10 to 12 calls today, and then we're done. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nick up in Vermont.
Hey, Nick up in Vermont. What part of the Vermont area? Burlington area?
I am in Burlington.
Oh, fantastic. We used to have an affiliate up there, and it's the home of Marcus Serta.
Have you ever called Wide Open Wednesday?
What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, I just wanted to call and say, hey, I wanted to let you know yesterday I was waking up and laying in bed with my lady, and I saw her trying to order something off of Amazon, and it took me a few tries, but I finally wrestled the phone out of her hand and did it through the Mike O'Meara site and ordered the mailbox.
I love it. Yeah.
Good man.
I have to be honest with you.
I know I'm Connecticut and I'm Maine, but these are my people. This is a New Englander, and this is the best call of the day.
Yeah.
And that's just the way. It's the way New Englanders roll, okay?
Yeah,
that's why
like
I only have one friend, Michael Colbert, okay? That's seriously why. Because this is Vermont, this is New England. I think in the long run, seriously, this whole split location thing's going to end up. I'm gonna be ending up in the Green Mountain State. I'm gonna be there.
I really think
I'm gonna end up there. I truly do. So be aware of that, sir. I'm coming to Vermont.
Well, look for this guy. He's got a brand new mailbox.
That's wonderful. Hey, Nick,
thanks
that's
a lot,
great.
Nick.
That's a you rock. Thanks for the call. We pray.
Appreciate
that,
it. Thank
he's
you.
Done, and he goes on his way, and he's cool. Like,
and
that.
We got six in the bag.
Six
in the bag.
Do you want for a lucky number seven?
Do we have one?
We do.
888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Meara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. The burning question on the hearts and even the minds of Buffalo, New York, is the following: has Oscar Santana set a wedding date yet already?
How
Ooh, that's
dare
a
you?
Wonderful. That's Stake a great
eye.
Question.
To
great Buffalo,
question.
New York, that is a wonderful question. Oscar, what's the deal? Have we set a date yet?
You know, we haven't really talked about it, Mike. By we, as in me, as I don't like to talk about it.
Buffalo, I think it's going to be a long engagement. I think you got to prepare yourself for that.
We're hoping for the best, but obviously expecting the worst in terms of this going through. But
be great for the show. Appreciate it.
Be good for the show.
Failed engagement.
Why not? Thank you, and go Bills. Hope you have a good season.
Thanks for the laugh, guys. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. That's good. It'll be okay. That's a good call. Now I have a good taste in my mouth. Now we can start the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
At this hour, excitement is building for the death of Paul McCartney following today's announcement that London's St. Michael's Cathedral has been officially selected as the site of McCartney's funeral when he dies.
I can't wait to attend all the vigils. It's going to be really somber, but really fun, too.
I don't think you even have to be a fan to appreciate how amazing it's going to be when Paul McCartney dies.
I plan on crying so much.
Entertainment reporter Bree Lindsay joins us now with more on this. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Damon.
Bree, this cathedral looks amazing. I can already picture the organ playing the song Yesterday as they slowly wheel Sir Paul's coffin up the aisle.
It's perfect. There's a really nice wrought iron gate in front where people can place cardboard memorials and flowers.
And that's within walking distance of Abbey Road and Apple Studios, isn't it?
Yes, so Beatles fans can get together and generally just dance around and be both happy and sad.
Wow, that's fantastic. I understand, too, that a number of celebrities are already tweeting their reactions to McCartney's eventual death, like this one from Nick Cannon, who writes, I was honored to meet McCartney. When he dies, we will truly have lost a living legend.
Yes, but it's the fans that are really looking forward to celebrating McCartney's life when he dies. When he was hospitalized last month for what turned out to be the flu, fans flooded his website with messages wishing him a quick and speedy death.
Great. Now, what about the death itself?
Well, obviously, everyone wants an open casket at the funeral.
So no car wrecks or anything that causes his hair to fall out.
Exactly.
Or face to shrivel up.
Best case scenario, he'll get some sort of wasting sickness that takes him from healthy to dead in about a month.
That would be fantastic. Well,
it would.
However he dies, let's hope it happens real soon.
I hope so.
Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Damon.
Paul McCartney himself released a statement today saying, quote, I am very excited about my upcoming death. The mourning period should really be fantastic. I wish I could be there.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Wow. You know what? I'm just like the listeners. When you do that, you are playing with fire. That is Rob Spiewak playing with fire.
Black
just
magic.
Just be aware of that. Yes, he's got black magic.
When I play a tape like that and I look at you on your magic monitor and your eyebrows go up and you look at me like, what are you doing?
You're playing with fire. Fire. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you are here, you will too. Our phone lines are open, especially today, really more today than any other day of the week. On Wednesday, we do Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And please be on your best behavior.
Yes.
Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains absolutely unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Oscar Santana's got one in his hot little hand right now.
Mike, I have a custom-made Mike O'Mara Show business card congratulating yours truly on finishing up his MBA program, his executive MBA program. A listener sent us custom cards saying congratulations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
And you know, at that price point, you can send a card to somebody for anything, and
yes,
you can use them for anything. If it's a, you know, yes, business cards, that's the best way to make a first impression. But if you've got something where you just go out a lot and you hand cards to people with your phone number on it, you want to have fun with it, do it at Vistaprint. It's fantastic. They're great. They make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's never been easier to look professional. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. Thank you for sending them. If you want to send your cards to us, you might get yours mentioned while we do this commercial. Send it to 32101 Washington, D.C., 20007, and we would love to mention it on our show. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. And thank you. Yes, Oscar
Mike, you
Santana.
Said have fun. My name on the card is Oscar Santana. My profession is podcast personality and noted scholarship administrator.
It's a great card.
I'd love to see that. That's awesome. Fantastic. Welcome to the show. Yes, here at Chateau Relaxo, where everybody's having a good time. So
it's always exciting when we link up with you in the morning to gauge the mood.
Well, the mood is, usually, I don't DGH is my philosophy, so you're never going to get me doing cartwheels. I think that I'm just trying to manage everybody's vacation, and I'm trying to manage the little guy. And
are you more of an innkeeper or more of like a cruise director?
Carla would be the innkeeper. I would be the cruise director. But my daughters are completely self-reliant.
And
so
isn't it nice to have the extra help?
It's great to have the extra help
for the kiddo.
For Carla with the dogs, Frankie is beside himself because Frankie's the one that can't stand anything being out of the norm. And I know I say it. I know it's a regular anthem, but these bags of water that are my pets, that are the dogs that I have, it's not even. I can't even describe. I don't get any real satisfaction because they show me no appreciable love because I probably don't return it. But as I said, they will add difficulty to one's life, but they will not enhance, you know. And
can you be specific?
You will watch a movie like Call of the Wild. Mm-hmm. You will watch a movie like the one where they all went down to the North Pole. Or
snow
huskies
dogs.
That are snow dogs. Great
yes.
example. Mm. Thank you. And then you look at these and I'm like, there is nothing... Other than the pug, for example, will not show any interest at all unless there is someone eating, most likely my young son, who is dancing around the kitchen with a cracker, and Beluga is showing the most energy he'll show.
Because he
all
knows
day
there's
long.
A chance.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're watching something on TV at night, and I will hear. and I'll look over, and he's in his 18th hour of sleep. Just ruining my day. And then there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And Frankie has to go in the laundry room because he doesn't poop outside. So I hear, help me. Help me. I want to be out. He wants to be out so that he can flit over to a corner of the house where he can actually dump on the new laminate floor. And it's not going to happen. Other than that, everything's fine.
How do you feel about there is a phrase, almost a cliche in the world.
Yes.
How do you feel about the phrase, man's best friend?
Not applied in this house.
At all?
No,
ever?
No. I mean, I think the fantasy
there was
I
a time,
had,
wasn't there?
That ship has sailed.
I've had
dogs
that are large dogs, and large dogs are more manly dogs, and they're more for men, I think. Although Mickey Rourke would disagree with all his chihuahuas.
Yeah.
And I will get moments of affection from Frankie if it's a controlled, safe environment where we are both in bed together. Carla and I are up on the bed. He will jump. He will jump up on the bed and he will show me affection.
He'll rise you first.
That's right.
Stop that. Behave yourself.
Does Frankie know the safe word?
Stop it. Do
he's
that.
Got a little chihuahua blindfold and a ball gag.
he's a cute little dog. He hops on my chest and I pet him and he's nice and that's it. But only if
sparingly,
Carla gets out of the bed, he will immediately jump out of it. He's terrified.
Yeah.
He will not be in the bed with me simultaneously. He will not be on the couch with me or on a chair with me when Carla is not close by because
well,
of
being alone
whatever
in a bed with you is pretty much a bad idea for anybody.
Hey,
how dare you?
For example, if Mac were to visit and go through your closet and lay with you.
You guys probably noticed
what a creep Mac is.
The whole week so far. We're only at Wednesday. It's the middle part of the week. There's a little. I just feel like once again, it's the way I feel with you guys sometimes. But we're doing a show, and I know how to take it from you guys. I probably don't. I'm not used to taking it from my daughters, you know. And Rob, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
As the father of a teenager, you're just the a-hole.
Always.
He's just the a-hole, always.
And there, you know what? You remember, so you think back, there was a time when there was not fear, but respect. Just a little respect. Yeah. You know, what would dad think about this? If I do this, will it affect dad?
Oh, no shtick in my house. No.
Oh, sure.
Iron fist.
That's right.
He sat quietly and depressed.
See how that works
dinner.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, set that wedding date and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, see how that works out. The thing about that is then, you know, what you get with that is every all activity will take place out of your purview.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to have the relaxed atmosphere where you have a relationship where there's a pipeline of information, You gotta compromise.
My dad seems pretty happy, though. I'm not going to lie.
But I'll tell you, I was driving back from our dinner, our team dinner last night, our wonderful Buca di Beppo feast.
You've been looking forward to this for at least a week.
Yes, I have.
It was your first, you know what it was? It was your first big night out.
Your first cheat night.
Yeah, it was really, really okay.
Did they come up short?
Well, I can get later in this. I can tell you later about the experience with the restaurant.
Okay.
Which, you know, I should remind myself, this is it. This is what you do. This is DGH. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is my philosophy. This is why I have the philosophy. I was like a small child. Took my kid to skating where his sisters saw him skate, and he's doing really well with it. And it's just a delight to see my kid participate in anything. And the sisters were there, and he was grinning and showing off for his sister. It was beautiful. And then we're driving to the restaurant, and I am just filled with – I mean, I'm on cloud nine. I'm going to have the whole family sitting there at the table, and then the good people at that chain – restaurant decided that they'd screw it up. So, you know, that's where we are right now. And like everything, don't get happy with all the mentions I've made of that. And I guess I've cussed twice on the show, but I will say, I'll tell you about that a little bit later. And it's minor. It's minor. It's not over the top.
Enough
just
to ruin the experience for you, though.
No, not enough to ruin the experience in total, but enough to make me complain about the experience.
Got it.
I do feel you are soured towards the organization, though.
Yes. Yeah, there it'll
because
be a while.
You went in,
it'll be a while.
You went into that love. You love that place.
Well, you know what? We're running late. Can we take a break?
We can.
I will come back. I will tell you about the Italian restaurant. We are still taking calls if you choose to call us, but you know, whatever. We'll do that, and I'll tell you about why I sometimes feel like the a-hole, and I probably was reacting to the entire experience. It involves the Buca restaurant, the Snapchat app, and and daddy just going to bed for being a little low.
Aww.
So all there is to it. Sorry. We'll be right back on the Michael Mary Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech. Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the show. Let me ask you something. You like your magazines?
Sure.
You like magazines?
Sure.
You like modern technology?
Yeah.
How about a marriage of the two? I'm here to tell you about Texture. Texture is everything you want in one super convenient package for magazines. The Texture app is what I'm talking about. It lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines. You can do it anytime, anywhere. And you can do it on your smartphone or tablet. I love Texture. I love reading all my favorite magazines like Vanity Fair, Esquire, Golf Digest. I love them. And they know what you like. Here's another great thing about Texture. With the Texture app, you can share it among family members on up to 5 devices, which means the whole family can enjoy their magazine content and you get a much better deal. It's simple to use. You just click the headlines and Texture will take you instantly to your article. Sign up for Texture right now and get instant insider access to all the content from the world's best magazines. You're going to love this. All the publications. Plus, you'll always be a step ahead of what's going on because the top stories and noteworthy sections get updated throughout the day, not daily, throughout the day. You won't miss anything. Plus, share Texture with the whole family, as I mentioned before. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. And thank you. All right, we took 7. Let's take number 8 at 888-920-6673. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Hey, this is Jeff from Mandeville, Louisiana.
Hey, Jeff. Louisiana! Wow, are you getting soaked with rain down there right now?
A little bit every day, but it's coming this weekend. It's going to be worse.
Oh, God. I mean, that's the worst place in the world that needs more of that, but I know that the panhandle of Florida, all the way around Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana are going to get a ridiculous amount of weather this weekend, so hang in there. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling. I was a little disappointed y'all couldn't come down and do a show, so I'll just have to wait to one day when I can travel and come see you guys. But I love listening. I don't always listen live, but today I made a point to get in here so I could call in and tell you guys thank you, and I enjoy your show every day.
Well, we have a That's lot of nice. Listeners in mm-hmm. Louisiana, and I will tell you something, that I love your state. I love the people there. Obviously, the New Orleans factor, but we've been on in Baton Rouge as well, and or Lafayette, Louisiana. We had an affiliate
I think we
did
Baton Rouge as well.
We were in Baton Rouge for a while,
because I remember we called it Red Stick, because that's what it means.
Absolutely, and really, what a great place to be, and phenomenal people. So, keep supporting the show, and keep listening. You never know where we're going next, okay, my friend?
I will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate right. that. That's awesome. Let's take another one. They're coming in now. They're
thick.
Maybe
thick.
The training.
Thick as gumbo. See.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Rob, Oscar, and Pony.
Hey, oh, what's your name? What's your name, dude?
My name's Mike Whittington. I'm from Northern California.
How you doing, Mike? What can we do for you today?
Well, I mainly wanted to call and tell Rob to have a great time with the show tonight.
Oh, that's right. Paul is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that why we're doing things different?
Well, yeah, that's because I didn't want to have to be out the entire night and then prep the bonus show for tomorrow. Also, I might be a little sleepy tomorrow.
Do we know that?
Yeah,
I told you that.
No, you told me that.
I told you that. You just didn't listen.
Well, we're shaking up the whole lineup this week so he can go to a concert.
Because we've never moved the schedule for anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Rob, like it's
Christ
golf.
Almighty.
Rob.
What?
We kid.
I told you this.
But I don't care. I don't care. I mean, it's fine. I don't remember. No, you didn't tell me McCartney.
Yeah,
no
I did.
No way. Did you?
Yes.
You go to McCartney.
Well, why don't you, for the listeners, explain what's going on.
All right. What happens is that I'm going to see Paul McCartney tonight
you
in concert.
Cut those concerts in half. You would have gotten a real stereo in your car. You wouldn't have to have one put in aftermarket.
You think?
can you explain our usual schedule and what your schedule is today?
Right, I don't know. Mike might have more one-liners. I don't want to step on them.
This is inside.
But okay. He's got to explain it.
We tape two on Thursday. That's our routine. Rob wanted to switch it up. Rob does a load of work for us when we're doing the two on Thursday. And so Rob wanted to switch it up on Wednesday, and he brought it up last week. We said, yeah, fine, no problem at all. I didn't even ask you about it because it didn't matter.
What time is the
thinking,
concert?
Tonight it's 8 o'clock.
Stop. What are you going to be doing from noon to 8?
I'm going to be coming over to your house and kicking the out of you.
God damn it.
Sorry, Pony, a lot of editing. And we're doing two today.
Do you really want me to lay it out for you? It takes 90 minutes to get back home and 90 minutes to get back into the city to see
you
the
know,
show.
Calm
right?
down. Calm down. I want you to enjoy mad. Yourself tonight. Oh, I want you to enjoy yourself. Hey, jeez. How many times have you seen Paul?
This will be my fifth visit with Sir Paul.
Fifth visit. Yeah. Wow. And this is
dating back to 1990 was the first time I saw
it. What's the venue? Is he at Verizon?
Verizon. It's a second night of a two-night stay there.
You get good seats?
They're okay. Yeah. Hey, I mean, they're a Father's Day present.
Our friend
caller wants
chime
to
in.
Say something. Yes, go ahead, Michael? Caller.
Hey, Rob. How good are your seats? You got floor seats?
What does that even mean? They're near the
He's
floor.
He's asking whether you have floor seats.
No, they are near the floor.
Michael, why are you curious? You want to know if he's got good seats. Why?
I've seen Paul a number of times myself. I just wanted to know how good his seats were.
Yeah, they're second row, and I might go backstage. I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm lying.
Oh.
No, I've got
where are they really?
They're in the first section off the floor.
That's like
solid.
The best,
yeah,
though. Isn't
solid.
If you're a regular concert goer, isn't that? I mean, you've scoped
I would
out
like,
those
I would
seats
like to, I would like to be on the floor if possible, but they were financially prohibitive. They were just very, very expensive.
But
yeah.
Don't you think really, I mean, I know you like the floor, but if you're up in the like in an arena and you're in that first tier on the side, isn't that kind of a better
Oh, actually,
eye
not
line
even, and it's
stage?
It's better than that. It's the back of the auditorium, so it's straight on. And that's mm-hmm. what you want. He also has the big video screens.
Who are you going with?
I'm taking Julia because it would be she's the only one in my immediate family who hadn't seen a Beatle yet. I took Robert. That's right. Took my mom. I've taken Carrie a couple times. So I'm very excited. And Julia actually said something last week that was really cool. Just by dumb luck, the song Eleanor Rigby came on my aftermarket stereo. And she said...
How's that stereo working, the one that you got?
It's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I showed it off to Pony yesterday.
It's very nice.
How long did Amazon take to deliver that?
Amazon got it to me in 2 days, and then Best Buy installed it for me.
I've got a what they call a bazooka bass box we can put in the back of your trunk if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably go with your aftermarket stereo.
And then if people hear me go... Yeah, it'll make the Glenn Miller sound great.
I really do have it.
Hey, California, thank you for calling us. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate that.
But what Julia said is, I mean, it was very cool. She says, that's Paul singing, right, on Eleanor Rigby. I said, yeah. She said, I hope he does that song. I like that song.
He'll do it, right?
Yeah, and he will. But that's really neat for me because she is so plugged into modern music that she would embrace something from 50 years ago. It's very cool. So I like that.
Well, anytime you can share something with your kids, it's a big deal. And I certainly had that pleasure last night. But as you know, you can't avoid the dork factor. And what I get now is the occasional visits that are not frequent enough. But I just can't help myself. And so we went to the Buco di Beppo. You guys know that I was excited about it. And after we got there, it just seemed to be, I don't know, when you put too much on something, it's not good, you know? And
it seldom live up to it.
It's like when you go back to that, I'll give my own perspective. You have restaurants, I probably have strip clubs, right?
Sure.
So when you go back to that one strip club and you're like, oh, you're with new friends and you're like, the last time I was here,
it was amazing.
Right? And you go there.
I used to live that life. Yeah, I had a guy that would say to me, no, I swear to God, I know it's West Virginia, but you're not going to believe this place. You're not going to believe this place. And you wake in and it's like, oh, my God, help me, Jesus, get me out of here.
You go in and turns out you do believe that place.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing when Mike O'Mara drinks half a beer and goes to the parking lot. Yeah. I mean, that's really, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But anyway, I swear that's a true story. Thank you, boys. See you next time. So here it is. We arrive, and I had forgotten we were going to get Elizabeth a check for her birthday, because at this age, when you're 19 and 21, and I said, what do you really, really
want? That's what they want.
Dad, we need cash. That's what they want. So they want a check. So we got the check. I had to get the card. We dropped the kid off at the ice rink. I forgot to get the card. I hot footed over to the grocery store card section to grab a card as quickly as I can with very little thought. It was a funny card. Success. I get the little balloon and I go back and I said to the, to the girls, look, I'm laid up. I'm not getting in and out of the house. So I don't go very often. So that was my excuse. I said, I had a conference call. Perfect excuse.
Good call.
Walk back in, hide the balloon under like a coat in the back seat of the car, which we happen to have even down here, and go in to watch him skate.
98 degrees and humid. Why do you have a coat?
Because we were going to the ice rink.
Oh, and the ice rink is cold. Okay.
There you go, Paul. Perfect McCartney. Sense. What do you think of that? Yeah. Huh? I got you with that one. Huh?
Sat Columbo right down.
There you go. So we go. I go in, watch him skate. It's cute. It's wonderful. They don't even know the balloon's in the back of the car. It's off to Buco di Beppo. I realize that I'm the wheel man, and suddenly Daddy becomes aware on the Super Slab Route 75, where the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, that, yes, you can get a little rust on the old driving steering wheel when you haven't been on the road.
Oh, so it's been a while since you've actually driven a car.
And I'm at 75, and I'm going... I'm sounding like a 90-year-old man. Well, these people are going ridiculously fast.
The last time you had gone that long without driving is probably before you got your license.
It was weird.
Because you haven't been behind the wheel in a month, have you?
It was weird. People, do you realize?
How dare they?
This is 5 o'clock, so it's commuter time.
Rush hour.
And everybody is just flying down. I mean, really. And, you got those people, and then you have the gun runners and also the drug dealers that are on their way across the state to Miami.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's happening all the time. But
it's go time for the yayo.
Yeah.
And I'm out of it. I mean, I get off
the exit. Meanwhile, Mike is saying, how do I turn off the high beams?
This is terrible.
I don't understand. Look at that. He's going to kill. You're going to kill somebody.
As they go by. And it was really a little bit odd. I haven't been up and about, and it's a slow process. So we get down there. I make a wrong turn. I'm cussing out the Google Maps on Carla's phone as she is navigating us in there. I'm going, it is not a left turn. It is how can your and I'm getting my stress level is off the charts. Yes, you know, Oscar, I'm in that zone where I'm not a pleasant person to be around already. Carlos,
are you achieving royal status?
I am royal. The royal dick.
Yes,
the royal dick is beginning to rear his ugly head. In fact, the royal dick. As soon as we got off at the exit, there is no question that the as soon as I that's when he arrived. Please welcome in this SUV, the Royal Dick has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going, I can't believe your nab. Why is it saying left? And we come up to this intersection. And I realize I'm on the wrong road. I made the mistake.
Oh my God.
We were one road up from Route 41 where the restaurant is. And so it was the left. It was the left that I was ignoring and yelling at the nav. Because the nav, the computer is always correct.
Yell at the nav, the nav. The
computer is always correct. And so we're 7 minutes, 8 minutes late to get to the restaurant. No big whoop. It's early,
right.
No problem at all. And then, we do have to break. Right. When we come back, I will tell you about just a big bowl of okay at the restaurant.
That breaks my heart for you.
Service, food.
Oh.
And then a negotiation for the free birthday cake.
Oh,
no, the whole reason you went.
No.
Between me and the server.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Between me and the server, Rosie Perez, who really, I think she's selling them out of her car, to be honest with you. The level of possessiveness. But anyway, look, don't want to get ahead of myself. We will take a break.
And we'll come back to the show.
Right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. You see it all the time. The big shaving companies, big razor.
Yep.
They put some new model out. They buy tons of dollars worth of advertising on TV so they can charge even more than their already high prices. It's inexcusable. Well, our friends at Harry's don't believe in upcharging. As a matter of fact, they just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they are keeping their prices exactly the same.
Nice.
And our good friends, Harry's, one of the best products I have ever purchased. Harry's 5-blade razor now has softer flex hinges for a more comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, a textured handle for better control when it's wet, and a lubricating strip. I cannot wait to get the new one.
Yeah.
And yes, the blades are still $2 each, as opposed to the $4 or more you'd pay at the drugstore. Plus, Harry's quality always 100% guaranteed. Your money back if you don't love your shave. This is all true stuff. You try this, you're going to know we're right. You're going to be a believer. You're going to love Harry's. Harry's Starter Set, an amazing deal. You get a weighted razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, 3 precision 5-blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for $15. Plus, for a limited time for our listeners, Harry's will shave another $5 off your first purchase with our promo code TMOS. That makes your total $10.
Wow.
Try to find that in a drugstore. You won't. Go to HARRYS.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off and help support our show. That's Harry's.com and the code TMOS. Well, yes. Do we have a phone call, Oscar? All right. Let's try, and then we'll get to the Buca di Beppo. I will not skip it, no matter how wonderful this caller is.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. It's Chris from outside Baltimore.
Ooh.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you, Chris?
Hi, Chris.
What can we do for you on this fine day?
No need to do a thing. I'm just calling to say hi and thank you. I've been listening all summer, and I have to go back to school next week, so I won't be able to call next week.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Or are you a student?
I am. Well, actually, I'm a little both. I teach special ed, and I'm going for my master's in special ed as well.
Oh, congratulations.
God bless
you.
You're one of the good ones. And, my sister has a degree in special ed, and she worked as a special ed teacher, before she married my rich brother-in-law.
I didn't know that. Oh. Well,
you told
that's
me.
Not, that is so not true.
No,
I have
Mike,
to qualify
you told
that.
Me
that. That is so not true. That is absolutely a lie. That did not happen that way. I love Kathy. I just had to say it because it was funny.
What you told me is that she met him when
She was his teacher.
Oh, that's not. Oh, Paul, that's Rob that said that. They listen now.
If I recall, he was a good ass. He digs.
Yeah.
But he runs.
No, stop it. That's horrible. Terrible. Well, you
gave him a really long lead.
Chris, you are doing wonderful, wonderful work. And good luck with the MA. I think that's fantastic.
I appreciate it. Thanks, right. guys.
Congratulations.
Hooray for teachers. Good stuff.
So let me get back to the BEPA. We arrive, and we are about 7 minutes late, and we walk
in. Do you have a reservation? Is this a place that entertains reservations?
I'm glad you asked that, Rob. I not only have a reservation, but I have made my reservation through my computer.
Ah.
Because making an online reservation gets you the free birthday cake.
Ooh.
And although you have been, you know, really excited about going to this restaurant for 2 weeks. Every time
Hello,
you
my
mention
name is Mike
it,
O'Mara, and I stand up for the middle class.
Mike, you yes? have brought up the free birthday cake 2 weeks out. I mean, Thank this you. Has been a reason for going there.
Because it's lovely.
And because you're celebrating birthdays.
Yeah, and the birthday cake looks just so wonderfully sweet, and I think that this will be, you know, this is motivation. When you're sending me the 500 emails a day, talking about come on down, and I like the place already, and we associate the place with my daughters and their friends.
Right,
I'm all pumped up, and I'm all
lead generator.
I'm told that's how you get your free yes. birthday cake. What you do is you make your online reservation. No fuss, no muss.
Do you like cake? You can get one free. Just click here to unsubscribe.
I say to Carla, once again, because I've got the card, I gotta put the card together and get the little balloon out.
Right.
And I said, you go in, I'll be right behind you. Just got to make one more phone call. They're oblivious. They think I'm really taking care of business, but I'm not. So they roll into the restaurant, and I'm sitting there, and I get everything together, and I'm marching in, still kind of gimping through with the old C-A-N-E, and I'm walking in, and I see they're still there. They've been there for about 6 minutes.
Like in the lobby, seated in the lobby? Yeah,
like in the empty lobby.
Mm-hmm.
The empty lobby said for one gentleman with his Duck Dynasty hat, who apparently is getting his eat on at 4:30 and making sure that he gets the order just right. So the hostess is handling getting his bag of food, which he's probably taking to Mama, who's maybe in the car, maybe back home. I don't know.
Didn't realize Buka did carry out. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the delivery that comes out, and then with his request for extra bread, and then his inquiry as to whether there were utensils included. We're at about the 8 or 9 minute mark, and I'm standing there with the birthday girl balloon and the card in my hand, and all right, hey, it's minor, still gonna have a fantastic experience. Got no problem. Everything's gonna be hunky dory, a-okay, easy peasy, no problem. And so the manager finally materializes. I don't know where he was smoking his joint, but I think it was somewhere in Bonita, and he shows up, you know, suddenly, I didn't know they had help here. I didn't know there was a second tier. We were dealing with the poor put-upon hostess that we were waiting 9 minutes for to get. So the manager arrives just about the same time that, Earl gets his order filled, and he goes out the door, and I'm fine, though. I'm still okay, just moderately tense, but my family calls me on it, so just like you guys call me on it, so I calm down a little bit.
That diffuses it.
Everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be just fine. We are taken to our table. Everything is A-okay.
In a perfect world, did you anticipate them being seated so you could like make an entrance with the balloon?
Ah, yes.
Yes.
That would have been the play.
That would have been ideal.
Yeah.
So I handed it to Elizabeth, and she said, oh, Dad, and it's cute and whatever. So they blew that for me, which is fine. It's all right. They blew that, but it's not that big a deal. She's 19 years old. It's not going to matter that much, right? So we go back and we get seated, start to the ordering process. Carla and my oldest daughter get a little drinky. Daddy going with the water and lemon along with the younger kid. Mm-hmm. And we're fine. Got the little guy in his high chair. Everybody's happy. Said, how about a little fried calamari to start the evening? How about a little nosh, a little fried calamari? That'll be great. Then we order it, and that's the first thing we order, and we go on with it. And they bring out, let me see if I can describe this accurately. They bring out a bucket, or their little like plastic tray.
Yeah.
With are you familiar with the product Shake and Bake?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Imagine if you coat your chicken with the breading, and then you put your chicken in the oven, and there's a little something left in the bottom. That's what they sprinkled out into this bucket and called it calamari.
Oh,
to the point where
no.
That look, you know how much I've looked forward to this place, mm-hmm. right? You know that I've looked forward to this, but it's okay. Immediately they make it good. They bring out another one and it's fine. It's just okay, but it's still.
Did you call attention
right?
to it, or did they realize
to.
It was bad?
They literally brought crumbs of stuff.
I mean, when
like,
they
set
it down,
like
they didn't even look at it.
I like fried food as much as the next guy. I don't want to eat just pure breading. That's not what I want.
They didn't even look at it and see that it was a disaster. They just
set
it down
and
moved.
She corrected it. The lovely lady who's a sweet kid that was a waitress brought it out and fine. We order. Everything's chugging along. Everything's great. It's not great. It's good.
It should be great, though.
It's not. Well, it's a chain restaurant. I should probably not. It was so great the last time, and it's not this time. It's just, it's hitting the okay bar. And, you know, I don't go out that often. And for me, I've looked forward to this. We have been planning it, and it's fine. And at the end of the night, Carla has alluded to the birthday cake on a couple of occasions. All right.
So it's on her mind as well.
So it's on her mind. I said I made the reservation online. It's gonna be the birthday cake is fine. And, it's gonna be A-okay. And so they do the whole thing that you hate in retail restaurants
that?
Where they come out, it's like,
oh,
happy birthday cake, you're gonna have your birthday cake. And the little guy is enthralled with this, and I'm like, Here they come. I said, this is great. And they go beeline into the back. To the other birthday.
So they sing and they didn't bring you anything.
We're not quite, we finished, but I thought it was like flawless. I thought it was like, oh, this was so well planned.
Yeah.
And my little guy suddenly is going, birthday cake. It's okay. We're going to get one. The waitress comes over. I said, I think we've got the birthday cake. She said, you need a coupon for that. I said, no, dear. It said on the promotion, if you make your reservation online with a person who's had a birthday within 30 days, you get the free birthday cake. I said, no, but I know that. But when they send you your confirmation via email, there's a coupon barcode on there. And I'm sitting there, this is going, okay, well, that's good because we're already approaching the amount of time it takes to buy a car. So let's negotiate a little bit more. And so at this point, she said, she said, okay, well, and Carla's like, well, just go on your phone with your email.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so yeah, no problem. And I go on my phone and I say, okay, no service. And that's okay. It's all right. I'm going to work this out. So she comes back.
City time.
Right. Yeah. So she comes over. Now, by the way, this cake is not your, it's not a cartoon size cake we're talking about here, but it's a birthday cake, and I'm not happy with the whole experience, and I just want to get the effing cake. That's all I want. Just some cake for my kid, because I put too much on this. I know I did, and I know in life scale of things that you get upset about, I shouldn't get all this goddamn upset about this $5 effing birthday cake that they're going to bring over with the icing that looks like spaghetti and meat sauce on top of it, okay? But it's sugar. Thank you. That's all I want. So,
can you bring me my cake, please, Brad?
So, from a cruff. I am not recreating a scene from Falling Down yet, but I'm just the entire meh chain restaurant world has descended upon me. The reality of the land of they don't give an S has descended upon me, and it's becoming a process. But at the same time, the process is now a quest.
Sure.
So I'm actually going, I want that cake, and I'm not paying for it. So at this point, Elizabeth across the table says, I have service. Carlos says, well, look at your phone. I look at my phone. I've got service. I get in there, and I'm going, okay. Well, I type into the search bar in my inbox of email, Buca di Beppo, and 7,000, August is ZD month, and all this. I'm waiting.
You're on their mailing list, so you have all of
because I want to get the free stuff. It explodes with spam, and I'm trying to find all I'm. And I'm looking at the top. And I guess I missed it because I'm manic and I skid in. Then I go back up to the top. There it is. Reservation confirmation. And I scroll down. And by the way, okay, you know where that barcode is? That barcode is like going to the South Pole of an email. You are sitting there, scroll. And I swear to God, I made the waitress. She's standing at the table. She's starting to walk away. I go, scroll. And I go, aha! Ah! I find I find it, and she comes over, and she leans over, and I hold up my phone, which is this side,
yeah.
And I show her the barcode, and she says, I'm having a lot of trouble reading those numbers. I'm like,
I'm not kidding.
This cake for this little... I don't want to use a bad word. She's working hard. God bless her. This cake is somehow fused to this woman's vagina. I don't know why she is giving this man that's trying to feed his family the hardest possible time. I expand the numbers, and I read them out to her, and she says, wonderful. And she walks away. And then about 20 minutes later, the four inch wide cake comes with the single candle on it, and with the O'Mara family subsequently polishes it off in short order. We are on our way. Thanks for the Pope room. Thanks for the Frank Sinatra pictures on the wall. Thanks for the linguine. Thanks for everything else. S-A-D, you hump chain. Effers. We'll never see your place again. Thank you very much. That was it. And
such a harsh turn, because you used to be a champion of this organization.
I used to be a major champion, and I've certainly given them more plugs than I've given some of our fine sponsors on the Mike O'Mara.
Diego has a quick tip in.
If it took 20 minutes, that may explain why she didn't want to work with you, because they didn't have
Diego.
It ready.
Thanks. I thank you. And incidentally, next time we do a story like this, I'll bring you in at the tail end for your expert analysis. I look forward to that. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's a member of the hospitality industry, Mike. Not so much an entertainer.
I understand. Maybe, and Diego, to be perfectly honest, full disclosure, maybe I exaggerated on the 20 minutes. It was more like 6 or 7. So everything was fine.
Still too long.
Too long. They just go in the freezer and pull a slice.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the little fake cute spaghetti with the raspberry sauce that looks like marinara sauce that they put on the cake. When you tilt the cake at any angle whatsoever, it goes like a pile of dog poo right on the plate next to you. So other than that, everything's fine. Everything's
to the Pope room.
Yeah, everything's a-okay. We're going to take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy birthday, Elizabeth. Hey, for all you beachgoers, we want to make sure you listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're heading down the ocean, hun, you can listen to us Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Amazon. Hey, friends, what can I say about Amazon? It is truly the best. We use Amazon probably every other week at the O'Mara household. You can, too. It's the best place to do your online shopping. You're going to love it. You know you're going to love it. And I will tell you something, that Amazon is a wonderful way to support the Mike O'Mara Show. Every time you shop on Amazon, a little bit goes to help this show, and we love that. And we love it when you share your purchases with us on Amazon. It's really, really a great way to help the show, and we do care. So when you share that information, we love it. Thanks. Keep it coming. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app, and you use the shopping cart. Then all you do is shop like you normally would. It's that easy, and that's simple. We thank you most definitely, my dear, sweet, trusted friend. Thank you. That's very well written.
You like that?
Were you feeling sweetie?
Yes, well, I wanted to. You know what? We go different angles on Amazon, and I wanted warmth.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
News.
Cheerios just announced that they are doing a pumpkin spice flavor at the end of the month. Would anyone like to guess what the pumpkin spice flavor is for Cheerios?
Disgusting. Pumpkin spice.
You know what? I will say, if to give you a hint, I will say no, not disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's butterscotch.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not. It's actually M&M's butterscotch, not Cheerios. They announced pumpkin spice. M&M's has just released their Halloween butterscotch flavor.
So that's butterscotch going to be
their
M&M's, flavor of
the year. Their new flavor this year is white chocolate filled with butterscotch. And they're calling it, wait for it, Booterscotch.
Oh, because of Halloween.
Oh. Yeah, but, Mike, I think you might have come up with something really ingenious. Mm-hmm. Where you could take the Cheerios and throw the M&Ms inside.
Yeah.
And just that in itself would be like a great snack.
Like nuclear Lucky Charms.
Ooh.
All I know is if I see an M&M that is white chocolate with butterscotch, I'm trying it. I love that combination of flavor.
Well, you see, the pretzel on M&M's are really good as well.
Butterscotch, it can be weird. If it's the hard old man yellow disc butterscotch, I'm not there. But good butterscotch is excellent, so I'll be excited to see where they go with this.
They're also bringing back a few older Halloween flavors like pecan pie and candy corn.
Pecan pie. Thank you very much.
When it comes to random hookups, this is right up near the top. Lady Gaga might be making sweet, sweet love with, you will never get this one, Ray Liotta.
Whoa. Oh,
that would be some weird looking kids.
She's still married?
Come on, Karen.
She's married to Lord Gaga.
He's 61. She is 30.
Yeah. I think she's still married to the Chicago Fire actor.
I don't know. But it says here they're hooked up. They were reportedly seen in a private room.
No, they're split. The Chicago Fire actor and her have been on the rocks for some time, but now this all makes sense.
Yes.
Seen in a New York City restaurant. A witness said, quote, they look super chummy, like they know each other well. Ray's rep said there's nothing to it. Ray's just friends with Gaga and her dad.
And then Gaga argued and got a free birthday cake.
Are you talking about Taylor Kinney? Is that who you're talking about, Oscar?
Okay. Yes.
Gaga broke up with her fiance Taylor Kinney last month, although some people say they're just on a break, but she's having a break with Ray Liotta.
That sucks for Taylor Kinney because he's like I want to say maybe a C-list guy on NBC Chicago Fire, if that's the right network, and she's a mega superstar, right? It's just two levels of fame.
But you know what? That's exciting for Ray Liotta. He matters. He matters now.
Tim Tebow had some fleeting success with the Denver Broncos 5 years ago that included a big playoff win, but since then he's failed to make the cut on four different attempts to stick in the league. Now he's trying another comeback, but this time in baseball.
Oh.
He's been working on his hitting and fielding skills since last fall with the hope of making it to the majors. He's holding a workout later this month, and all 30 teams are invited. Don't know if they're coming. Tebow has commented, but after his latest NFL failure, he said, quote, disappointments come, but you can't dwell on them. You have to look for the next thing that God would have you to do. Well, Tim, perhaps it's real estate. didn't deliver that line the way I wanted to. Sorry. Thank you, Buca de Beppo. If you're hiring Tom Sizemore, how often do we have? Is it like once a year we have Tom Sizemore in the news?
You know what? I would really be not surprised if he starts dating Ray Liotta.
Well, you know you're getting a handful with Tom Sizemore. Apparently, he was too much for the USA Network. TMZ says he was just fired from the show Shooter. He was arrested a couple of weeks ago for allegedly beating up his girlfriend. I think he's done that before.
Yes.
Sources say that was the last straw for the producers. There's been other drama, too, including him running over a stuntman on the set.
I remember that.
Fighting over money with his manager and the usual rumors of drug abuse, for what it's worth. Tom's camp. I didn't know he still had a camp. He says he
it's for troubled children, Mike.
He can return to Shooter if he's cleared of the felony domestic abuse charges. We'll have to wait and see about that one. It's that time of year again. Time to start speculating about who's headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. Is it? Is it that time of year again?
The NFL said so. So yes.
Duh. 6 months to go. It's ridiculous, but so are the people who start talking about the NFL draft the day after their team season ends. I'm looking at you, Browns fans. Britain's Sun tabloid claims Adele is the front runner. At this point, they say, quote, there's nobody bigger in the world than Adele right now.
I get it.
That's their quote. And organizers are doing absolutely everything they can to try to persuade her to sign up. She sold out every date on her tour. Everyone wants a piece of her, and they know they can bank on her bringing in the viewers. It's Adele's nerves, apparently, that are the issue.
Also, but does she have enough up-tempo numbers to do a halftime show?
Yeah, doesn't matter. I think
they did
it
with Coldplay.
Because the Richmond Times-Dispatch says that the leading candidate to do halftime this year is Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore will be there. That's what his camp says.
His camp.
Someone went through the breakfast menus at a brunch of different fast food places. A brunch. And came up with the best breakfast option at each one based on taste and how healthy they are. Not how healthy they are. So
okay,
there's not
just,
health in this.
Just based on flavor.
Here's what they came up with. 7-1. White Castle, the breakfast waffle slider.
Ooh.
At Chick-fil-A, it's the chicken minis. Oscar, have you ever had
I've not had the chicken minis.
Mm-mm. At Taco Bell, it's the breakfast crunch wrap.
I've had that.
I've seen that on their board. It looks not great.
Strong.
Is it?
Yeah.
At Starbucks, it's downstairs. It's the slow roasted ham, Swiss, and egg sandwich. Oh.
I've had that.
You've had that from the Starbucks?
Yeah, not our Starbucks, but I've had it. It's good. It's one of the deals where they microwave it right before they give it to you, so it's like on the chilled
almost
section.
Almost fresh.
But it's almost fresh, and it's very good.
At Wendy's, it's the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Oh, I would get that in a second.
That's how they're paying Adele.
That's a fried chicken sandwich covered in butter. Number two, it's Subway. I'm surprised Subway made number two. The steak, egg, and cheese, which comes on flatbread. I like their flatbread at Subway, to be honest.
But if you order there, they call it L steak and cheese.
L steak and cheese. Thank you. And number one, ladies and gentlemen, at McDonald's, the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits.
Go to.
No, McGriddle's better.
I don't like the pancake yeah. That's got stuff in it. No, it's
too
disgusting.
No, no, because the sausage balances it.
Their bacon is better than their sausage and ham, and their biscuit tastes better than their English muffins and McGriddles. There it is. McGriddles. See? And for Burger King, they went with the French toast sticks.
Woo. Those rule.
Tasty.
They're sleepers in the bunch.
Sleepers.
Yeah.
Not enough people talk about them.
And now a little something, something. If I ever see cockroaches in my house, I freak out. So I totally sympathize with this guy's terrible and irrational decision in the face of roaches. A man in Centralia, Washington, had a very bad cockroach infestation in his apartment. When he spotted some on Monday morning, he completely lost it. He grabbed a can of bug spray and a lighter.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to be good.
He used them to make a homemade flamethrower, and he got all Rambo on the roaches. But when his flamethrower started spewing out smoke, he realized the whole thing was a terrible idea and ran out of his apartment. Yes, a fire ensued. The police and the fire department came, and even though there really wasn't all that much damage, they still arrested the guy for reckless burning. That was the charge. We have the cockroaches commenting right now. Let's see. There they are. That's just one of them, apparently. There he is. I guess. Okay. That's a little cockroach. You know, I'm so happy. There was a little, when you put the little extra effort in. Okay, I know it's funny. Okay, I know that it's funny that
so
the guy
happy.
Did that. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's it. Okay.
You're killing.
I get
literally.
It. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will. That's it. We got to go. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Okay. Hey, I know. It's
hey,
funny.
Wouldn't it be a shame if they laughed through the promo? Just thinking.
Oh, that's whoa, another one. Sorry. Wouldn't it be funny if it didn't roll into the next sound effect? We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there. This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really. Please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
When's the next one?
We're recording this weekend. She's back from San Francisco.
Oh, that's great. How long has it been?
This will be the first one in this year. No, it's been the we recorded last month.
Oh, you were see, that's a strategy right there. You see what he did? Like, kids see. He said, "Oh, we were 2 months ago. We're fine."
It's got to be June, though, right?
No, I think it was July.
July.
I think it was in July.
What's the hold up?
What's the hold up? She said traveling, vacation, just different scheduling issues.
Very cryptic post she had.
Hey, Mac, why don't you say something and piss me off right now?
Last episode was
June 7th.
A month, a solid month. Yeah.
So I missed it by a month. I missed it by a month. Mac, stop talking.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
You orange creep.
It's Mickey.
It's time for a new intern.
Every 2 months, it's a Cake and Cookies Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Do you know the most important thing you can do to ensure a good day? Do you? It's getting a good night's sleep the night before. One company has set out to make it possible. Bowl and Branch. Bowl and Branch reinventing sheets and bedding. Try Bowl and Branch and see how you feel. Their bedding is so soft, it'll be the new standard of comfort. Once you try it, you're going to get used to it, and you're not going to like the other stuff. I swear to you, you will love this. You only get their products at one place, bowlandbranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not the overhead of a department store. Just visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to bowlandbranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything plus free shipping. Also, they have their fair trade certification and they donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They are good people. Just remember bollandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. And do it today. You will not be regretting that. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, August 10, 2016. Here is the star of Cake and Cookies,
Thank
Rob
you.
Spiewak.
It's nice just to be mentioned, Mike.
Thank you.
Do you remember some time back, Robin Thicke got laid, a lawsuit laid on him by the Marvin Gaye estate?
Thought you were going to say Robin Thicke got laid.
And he did, like because he night. Is hot, man. Mm-hmm. He is sizzly. He is all yoked. Because Blurred Lines sounded so much like the Marvin Gaye song, the Marvin Gaye estate sued him, and he ended up having to pay about $7 million.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Marvin Gaye estate, I think they might be getting happy, because now they're suing Ed Sheeran, because he has a new Ooh. Song out that's called Thinking Out Loud that sounds suspiciously like Let's Get It On. And so the Marvin Gaye estate is suing Ed Sheeran. Here are the two songs mixed up so you can see just how similar they are. Starts out with Ed Sheeran.
This. It's the riff.
Same song.
It's the riff. You can't do it. They're going to win again.
Wow. Double down. The man left this earth and he's still cashing in.
Yeah, he
Are
is.
You mixing them now? Are you mixing both
They're
of them?
They're playing at the same time.
Do you have them separately?
I don't have them separately, but I mean, it's.
I know that song well enough, Mike, and I think it's a big enough hit that people get it right away. Like, he
yeah,
is
at the front
absolutely
of it,
right.
It is it's
win
the
it?
Same song. They'll win. They'll okay. probably settle out of court for $7 million or so because that's what the precedent is now, and that's what they got
seven
last time.
$7 million.
And I know there's wow. only essentially eight notes, and there's stuff that people can say, well, it was just a coincidence, but that is too close. And Ed Sheeran has gotten in trouble for this before.
Wow.
So we'll see how that
Do
plays
you think
out.
It's as simple as they're in the studio, somebody comes up with a riff, and it's subconsciously something that, you know.
They say sometimes it does happen subconsciously. That's what George Harrison said
I don't
with
doubt
My
that for
Sweet
a second.
Lord.
Yeah,
there are only so many, you know, so many combinations out there, and I think it happens. But you know, it's I guess it's just like vetting. You know, it's like vetting a speech at one of the
yep.
conventions. You know,
mm-hmm.
you gotta pay attention before it goes. You know, there are many layers before this sees the light of day, and somebody's got to pick up on that
yep.
and go, hey, by the way, you know what that sounds like. But I think in the world we live in, you're seeing more of it. You know why? Because I think it's just these songs are getting older and older, and you know, like my kids, I think they're not paying attention to what the history of music is.
Yeah.
It's not. It's, you know, the further and further it gets in your rearview mirror, the less and less people are listening
and
to
it.
And
it's part of the fabric. It's almost like a background noise.
Would be a solid business if someone came up with a way to vet your songs before they went out on airplane.
Like a program.
Yeah,
or
right?
An app.
Yeah, someone yeah. should build that.
Yeah.
There's
like
an app for that.
You throw it in the generator and it tells you if you're going to be audited.
Hold
Bottom
on.
Line.
That is, that is incredible.
Right?
Give me
Love
one
it.
Second here. Hold on a second. Yeah, hello. Yeah, hi, Todd. Mike O'Mara. Yep. Listen, you know all these people get sued for duplicating songs. I was wondering, I have an idea for you. I was wondering if you could maybe, you know, create an app where you could put the song in and then like that would tell you whether the song exists. What? Well, screw you too, Todd. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, I'll find somebody else to do it. I don't mind doing the work. Oh, so, F you. All right, that was Todd Moore.
Ooh, wow.
I don't know what that was all about. He said, you know, just don't give me an idea and expect me to do all the work. What a prick.
I think everyone in this room has had that conversation with that same man.
I can't believe him. Wow.
Rob, it's built in the hardware. I can't do that, you idiot. All right. Do you remember we spoke about this guy earlier in the week, gymnast Tim Daggett. He is an analyst on the NBC for the Olympics.
Yes.
And remember, he made this really bad analysis comparing gymnastics to football. Let's go back in time and hear what he said.
What did you learn about Team USA tonight, Tim?
I learned once again that they are absolutely unbeatable. Phenomenal is the word. They didn't just destroy, decimate, obliterate. I don't even know what the right word is. 10 points. If a point is a touchdown... And I think it's more than that. I mean, can you imagine a football game where it was 120 to nothing? That's what it was.
So that was unfortunate. And
that
would
be 120 touchdowns.
I think that maybe a producer should have gotten to him and say, hey, you're doing great. No more football
Let's
analogies.
Stay away from
yeah.
the
Just dial it down a little bit and you'll probably think clearly.
Sure.
Clearly.
Last night.
They are so dominant. 10 points in women's gymnastics. I don't know. Maybe a point in women's gymnastics is two or three touchdowns. That's how badly they defeated everybody.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why is he going back to it?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Hey, you got to hand it to those ladies, though, huh? Are they kicking ass?
Oh, they kicked ass.
And wow. Also, Michael Phelps picking up his 20th gold medal yesterday.
Mike, isn't it fun to watch?
I did not watch any of it last night. I saw the highlights today, Oscar.
A lot of people
were concerned. A lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch.
Really, I will tell you, it was Buca di Beppo, home to Sebastian Younger, and turning the pages, and no TV. So the TV was not on in the O'Meara household. Very proud of that.
That's good.
Fair. Yeah.
It's slept house. Like a baby, by the way. I read an article
because
yesterday. It says,
tears
turn
in
off
your
all
eyes?
The turn the electronics off, and you're going to have a better night's sleep. Bingo, it worked.
It does
Thank
work.
You.
Michael Phelps, one thing a lot of people felt weird about is when he was on the podium with his gold medal and they were playing the American National Anthem, he was laughing.
Yes.
And it seemed almost irreverent. And they asked him why he was laughing.
My boys from Baltimore were down at the other end, and back in Maryland, we all say, oh, they're for the Orioles during the part of the national anthem. And all of a sudden, I hear them roar, oh, and I knew exactly where it came from, and I just lost it because those guys came down from Baltimore and New York City to be here, and it's just special to see those guys in the stands.
So smart.
Yeah, they're the guys that have the 4 suitcases full of weed.
Yeah, my weed guys came down. My weed guys came down.
Oh, man. If guys from Maryland go, oh, and it's so funny, I go, man, you lost it. Yeah. Even though I know I'm on the national stage and I'd like the world's
international.
Most watching athlete.
International.
The biggest stage in the world.
The whole world is watching this.
Look, I know I disrespect my country and everything, but my guys are down at the bottom. He's a dip.
I bet you Billy loved it.
Billy did like it.
Billy liked it?
Baltimore Billy.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah. I mean, he thought it was fantastic. Okay.
Yo, stop being dicks. Quit busting the guy's balls.
Thanks, Billy.
Hey, speaking of being dicks, let's close with this. Jerry Seinfeld was on the Jimmy Fallon program, and they're up for the same Emmy Award. And Jerry Seinfeld takes being a dick to almost a brand new level.
All right.
He did it again?
He did it again.
So it's the same category that this amazing show is in.
Yeah,
so
we're nominated for the same category.
For the same category. How uncomfortable is this? It's so uncomfortable.
It's really.
Here's why it's uncomfortable.
Why?
Because this is as big as it gets. Your show on a major network, the amount of money that is spent, and that I caught you with 3 GoPros in a used car.
Wow.
I have now.
That's really sad.
We're
really
tied.
Yeah.
That's a dick move right
He's
there.
He's an ass.
He is, isn't he?
I hate him.
Yeah, and I'll leave that with that taste in your mouth, Mike.
Thank
that's your
you.
Magic audio vault. Yeah. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
Too strong a word. Don't hate him. Laughed at Jerry Seinfeld many, many years. Funny right. comedian, but he takes that dickness to, you know.
Yeah, comedians in cars and cars.
No. A used car.
Yeah, what I did. Yeah.
How about the
Maybe the Emmy was because of all those talented people you had in that car.
Yeah.
No.
Jerry.
No.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Buca di Beppo Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeOMeraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, send it to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag will be sent to Rob. Send them early in the week. Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMeraShow.com. The Mike O'Meara Show is all about you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Robin Oscar, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Woo, ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.